Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. And Pastor and Mrs. Otero are out of town today, and we are blessed to have Pastor Tomlinson standing in the pulpit again to bring the message from the scriptures for our learning. Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study class at 3:30 this afternoon also, searching the scriptures to find the answer to the question, what is salvation? And at the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, our brother Chuck Myers will be bringing the message from the scriptures. And it's a simple and a great message, what these words encompass. The message is entitled, Trust and Obey. On Wednesday evening, that's November 23rd, there will be a special Thanksgiving service beginning at 7:30 p.m., and you're welcome to invite your friends, and please bring a plate of goodies. Our quarterly congregational meeting has been rescheduled to 2 weeks from today on December 4th, directly following the morning worship service. Christmas missionary boxes are due now if you wish to engage in that, in supporting our missionaries in that manner. Also, have a note from our dear sister, Betty Gianello, and she asked if I would thank everyone for their prayers. She says they are working. And she's praising God. And I also might mention, I don't know if this part of the message was just for me, but she also says that how she can't begin to say how much this church and congregation mean to her, and there is so much love in this church. Thank you for that, Betty. Our scripture reading for the month is printed in your bulletin. It's from Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Our brother Olivas will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 32, Blessed is his name.
Once again, folks, and Betty, as much as you appreciate our congregation for all the prayers that you received, we very much will appreciate you as well. And Brother Pilka, you know, we do pray also for Mildred, and we appreciate the two of you very much as well. We love you guys very much. Once again, 32, blessed be the name. Go ahead and turn your hymnals to 464, I Will Praise Him.
When I saw the cleansing fountain,
Blessing it is that through each and every trial that we had, that we can still praise Him. Amen. Go ahead and please stand and turn your hymns to 485, Revive Us Again.
Please remain standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we have the words of David that reminds us to be still and know that I am God. And so, Lord, we desire to hear your word and hear your voice today, to communicate to us the greatness of your presence and your truth. For our loved ones and those that are struggling as well, Lord, in this day, that you would comfort them with your spirit. We pray for our brother Otero and his wife Raquel, Pastor Raquel is there in Arizona. Bless them with a renewed heart and mind in you and strength and spirit as they visit with their family and as they will be returning. I pray, Lord, for your hand of blessing and your healing touch upon Helen Manning, as not only does she battle the disease with the lungs and or the kidneys, but also with the shingles. And pray, Lord, for your healing touch there. For Betty Cianello, thank you, Lord, for the healing touch on her, and pray for your continued healing there. For Jesse, and that you would bless him with your divine presence and encouragement of heart, that we can see him again. We are rejoicing with the Plickas, as Mildred has received a good report that the tumor has been cleaned up and cleared, and we thank you, Father, for your divine touch and for your healing power. We thank you, Lord, that you are ever present with us to encourage our hearts in you, that we would seek after your will and after your presence. We thank you for the missionaries that we have throughout this world, and lift up to you Carl and Ruth Knott in Spain, and Eusebio and Marixa Perez also in Spain, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Maruja Rabinas, who has to deal with the passing of her husband Dante, and that you, Lord, would bless her and comfort her in that time of difficulties. For Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica, who are in San Jose now on a sabbatical, Lord, be with each of these families, each of these missionaries, to bring your word in might and in power, to be used of you in a mighty way, to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to many, that they may hear your word, hear your voice, and turn unto you for salvation. We pray for those that are missionaries that are locally as well, for the the Pregnancy Care Center in Gilroy, Informed Choices, for the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, Daniel and Miriam Lacey with Roadways Race Ministries, Fred and Carol Lewis in Pasadena, moving on up to Portland, and that, Lord, you would bless them again with the power of your word and your presence. We thank you, Father, that you are always providing for the needs of this local body. We rejoice in all that you do with us and all you do for us through your people. We pray for your hand of blessing to be upon this gift and this offering, that it would be used in a mighty way to further your gospel, that lives may be turned towards Jesus and hearts renewed in you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Deuteronomy? If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 236. We will be reading Deuteronomy chapter 16, verses 13 through 17. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Deuteronomy chapter 16, verses 13 through 17. Thou shalt observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days, after that thou hast gathered in thy corn and thy wine. And thou shalt rejoice in thy feast, thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy manservant and thy maidservant and the Levite, the stranger and the fatherless and the widow that are within thy gates. 7 days shalt thou keep a solemn feast unto the Lord thy God in the place which the Lord shall choose. Because the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thine increase and in all the works of thine hands, therefore thou shalt surely rejoice. 3 times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. Blessed is God's word. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the specific revelation of all the important issues of life that you have provided in the scriptures so that we may know you and that you sent the Lord Jesus Christ to be our high priest. You are our joy, and we pray that you would help us to assist others that they may also rejoice in you. May your word dominate our thinking in all circumstances and control our thoughts and deeds. How grateful we are that in Christ you pour out your grace upon us at all times, that grace that covers and forgives every sin and encourages us to not grow weary in our trials. We praise you and thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Greg Tomlinson, as he comes to shed the light of truth from the Bible. Bless him and guide him to deliver the message you would have us hear today. Also clear our minds and those listening on the radio and internet and CD that we may receive and understand and apply the wisdom of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you please be seated?